Hey guys, it is draft week. In addition to listening to this podcast, you should also check out the First Draft podcast with ESPN experts Mel Kiper Jr., Todd McShay, friend of the show, Field Yates. You can find First Draft wherever you get your pods or on ESPN's YouTube page. Welcome back to the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny, the only NFL podcast where one of the hosts thinks tweeting is for lesser animals. Host, actually. That's Lenny, who hates birds and squirrels, but especially birds. And hates the sound they make and barks at them to no avail, which must be immensely frustrating for him. Joined today by the guy you just heard chuckling generously at my joke, Dominique Foxworth. Dominique.
What's up, buddy?
Are you going to quit Twitter?
No, I mean, I just go on long hiatuses.
You do. And I respect.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't got, I don't got nothing to tell these people, and I don't really care what they talk about. I do know that I learned in prepping for this show, I think I hate small school guys.
Ooh, wow. Coming out with the heat.
I think wow. I feel guilty about it, but I kind of hate small school guys.
R.I.P. Zion Johnson and Christian Watson. And just have one quick note on the Twitter thing. So Dominique, as a friend of mine who cares about mental well-being, is always encouraging me to be on Twitter less. I feel like the day you've seen Good Will Hunting, right?
Yep.
The day I finally, I don't know, tweet less, I'm not even going to say leave. You're going to be like, it's the end of the Good Will Hunting when Ben Affleck comes to the door. And he has that like little smile because he's so happy that Matt Damon has driven to California to chase after Minnie Driver. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, you spoiled that fine picture. So the Elon Musk situation, are you pro Elon? I have to assume you're not pro Elon.
I'm not. The only thing I why are we doing this? I'll say this. I don't have like extremely strong opinions right now, and I don't really like I haven't looked at exactly the plans, the money or whatever about it. But I would like, you know, it seems that not banning people is a central tenet of this whole thing. And yeah. I think people who threaten other people should not be on a private platform. So that's my only stance on this. No opinions otherwise. Please don't come at me, Elon fans who are, you remember the other day, Pablo, I was saying that the word simp is gendered and he should stop saying it. And he was like, but what about Elon simps? And I was like, fair.
Got cornered me.
You got me with that one. Very aggressive fan base. Again, I'm not saying anything about him, just about the aggressive fans. Many hedges. Okay, the draft. We are finally here. We are doing a mock draft, but we are not trying to guess what the teams are going to do, which I hate doing. And I especially hate doing this year because, I mean, you jump in, it seems like no one has any idea what the hell is happening.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I just, the reports of the, there are even changes at the top.
Yes.
We normally don't have surprises at the top. Like, I feel like the Baker Mayfield was the only, like, number one overall surprise we've had in, like, the last decade. And now we might get another one.
Yeah. Today came out that the betting favorite switched from Aiden Hutchinson, who feel like it's been forever. Mm-hmm. But months ago, it was Kayvon Thibodeau. And then it's been Aiden Hutchinson for quite some time since the college season ended. And now Trayvon Walker out of Georgia. Right. Is favored to go first, which is just wild. I mean, I put this little fact out today. If he was to even go in the top three, let alone first, he would have the lowest sack total of any edge rusher taken in the last 20 years, which there's a number of reasons for that we can get into whenever one of us takes Walker, but whew, that would be quite the pick.
I feel like I should start off the draft. Am I the one that's going first?
Dan, hit him with the bells.
Oh, look at you.
We're not going to do that every day because it would be really annoying. I feel like I
should start off with like a curveball that would be fun, but
just do what you want.
Go with Aiden Hutchinson.
Okay.
Do what I want. No.
No.
I want Derek Stingley.
Oh, God. If Dominique actually does what he wants, it's going to be all cornerbacks in the top five.
It's such a deep corner draft. It's the most important position outside of quarterback. You got to get him. Everybody needs him. Even if you got him, you need another. But I'm going to go with Aiden Hutchinson.
I should note the Jags actually have some decent corners on their roster, too. They're not as good as Derek Stingley Jr. Okay, so tell me why. Let's just kind of, I'll just ask you simply. Why Hutchinson over Walker and Thibodeau?
I think possibly that I bought into all the early hype, but I mean, he actually produced in college. I tend to not like the projection guys as much as other people do. He was incredibly productive in college, and he had a really cute story about his mom teaching him how to write in diaries and bring things to fruition. And he has the, I was going to say the football pedigree, but like, it feels like in this day and age, everybody.
I know. So many
of the draft is like, you're like a cousin, you're a uncle, somebody. Like, if it's not their dad, it's somewhere along the line. Somebody at least had a cup of coffee in the league. But I mean, the size, speed, power, he balled at the combine. He put up big, well, not at the combine, but generally he tests well. He put up big numbers and as a player statistically and put up big workout numbers. There's no reason to believe that he is not going to, at least in my view, I have to be completely honest with you. The tape isn't like,
it's somebody not Miles mentioned Garrett
Julius
tape.
Peppers. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, somebody mentioned Julius Peppers as a comp just because he's so tall. Miles Garrett's another good comp. He ain't that. So, like, that guy isn't in the draft, and a guy like that is only in the draft every 10 years. So, like, I'm not expecting that every year. I don't expect that out of Aiden Hutchinson, but I think he's going to be a good player who may get to a Pro Bowl or two. So I think it's a safe place to start.
I agree. I think, you know, everyone kind of describes him as a high floor guy with a potentially low ceiling, but I think that the ceiling is not that low because of his athleticism. Yeah. I understand that he has, like, you know, short arms or whatever. This is such a body shaming draft, by the way. We'll get to pick it at some point. But the short arms matter when you're an edge rusher, guys. They do matter. Yeah. But his three cone was incredible. And then when you turn on the tape, like, his change of direction and agility, I've talked about this a bunch, very impressive. And also, you're Jacksonville. You can't F this up. Just like, take the safe guy, right? Like, all right, well, I'm thrilled.
I mean, they attacked the offense and free agency. So, like,
right.
Anyway, they're headed in the right direction, it would seem.
Part of me does kind of want them to take an offensive tackle because they franchise tag Cam Robinson. Yeah. Right tackle is kind of a question mark. So part of me is like, hey, why?
Not here, though.
Not here. Yeah, not here.
Yeah.
If you're going all in on Lawrence, I don't know. But there's a lot to be fixed on this defense. So I think this is a good place to start. Okay. I got the Lions. So I'm bummed because I was thinking Hutchinson, the local boy, would fall to me after all the Walker talk. But I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to bounce back. So I think realistically, you could, honestly, this is a place where you could take Stingley. And I,
yes.
We're just like, we all want to do it, but like, I think they got to go edge, Dominique. And I also think Kayvon Thibodeau is so much better than he's being talked about right now. Yeah. The Lions are a really interesting team because, I talked about this, I think maybe when we were talking about team needs, but like the Lions are like the interior of the line, the D line, and then the offensive line are both really good. Like this team is getting close to being pretty ready in the trenches, right. Like the way they're built. But I do think that, you know, they still need an edge rusher, other than guys named Aquara. And I like Thibodeau. I've talked about a lot. The first step is amazing. I think he's got better bend than Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. I think he's got more pass rush moves.
Oh, I love draft words. Do we have a draft word list?
I was just thinking about that. So I did a podcast with Pablo, and a really good way to find out like what draft words you are using is to talk to someone who's not obsessed with the draft. And then you're like, that's the 10th time I've said high floor, low ceiling.
A good bend is one of those things that, like, I feel like most of the words we've said so far, if somebody overheard us in a coffee shop, they wouldn't be weirded out. But if they walk past like, man, he's got some good bend, they might raise an eyebrow.
Pablo actually asked me to explain that. I was like, you know, bend. Like bendiness. And then I was like, okay, so when you watch Von Miller and he gets really low to the ground, but
dips his shoulder.
So I like Thibodeau. I like him for this team. I like him with this defense. I think that it's also a relatively safe pick compared as opposed to what people are saying about him.
Yeah. I mean, the Okuda did not turn out. So just as a disclaimer before all these picks, what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that could
I don't know what I'm doing.
He's had a rough.
I loved Okuda. He was like my favorite corner I'd ever like. Really,
but he
watched
came into
in
such
college,
a horrible situation, and then he had injuries. Yeah. And
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm very down on my draft analysis based on the Okuda projection because I just knew for sure that he was going to be an all pro. But
he was perfect in college. I don't know. So, Dominique, you've got the Texans, and I got to ask, are we going to go back to back to back edge?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Derek Stingley Jr.
Here it is.
Get up out of here. They need everything. They don't need a quarterback this high. They got Davis Mills. I mean, I think tackle would be interesting right there. They could look at Ekwonu, I think, is probably the highest rated tackle, I think. I really liked the Northern Iowa guy. He's not being talked about like one of the best guys.
Penning?
I know I started this by saying I hate small school guys, but I watched his Senior Bowl tape, and not like a lineman technician. He's just nasty. You see him do the dunk too. You see that?
Oh, wait, but I gotta actually charge you a fine for saying the word nasty to describe an offensive lineman. Sorry, if you're dinging me for
fair.
Bend,
that's fair.
I'm dinging you for.
Oh nasty. No, that's fair. You got me. He's nasty. I mean, nasty is slang for dirty. Honestly, like if he's on your team, he's nasty. If he's an opponent, he's a dirty player.
How often do you hear it describe positions other than offensive linemen?
I heard nasty, like, and it's a different type of nasty. Like, man, his routes are nasty. I hear that. But that's normally not scouts. It's more like my friends.
Yeah, I feel like nasty. We should do like a word cloud for like adjectives for different positions. That'd be a fun project.
I'm with you.
Bendy, nasty. Okay. Well, they're not taking Penny.
Yeah.
You absolute maniac. I really like Stingley. I mean, the thing about the Texans is like the whole team needs to be rebuilt, frankly. And we know they're not going quarterback, which is actually pretty exciting because they finally like ripped off every Band-Aid and like, you know, all the contracts are gone. They got the draft pick. So this is Nick Caserio has a real opportunity to rebuild this roster however he wants. I love the idea of getting a true shutdown corner. Even, you know, this
they're
high
not
draft.
Gonna do it, but I know. Yeah, they're not going to do it, but I think that they should. And you said I get to pick who I want to pick. So no. I've decided that I'm going there. And it's a deep draft for the edge. They got several more picks. They'll still be edge rushers around. They got 13 and 37 too, right?
Yeah.
So they'll get somebody there.
All right. Let me ask you this about Stingley before we move on, because I haven't really gotten a chance to talk to you about the cornerbacks. So obviously there's a ton to love. Just elite man corner. I think surprisingly good in zone two upon rewatching. So smooth, so athletic, turns into like a draftable wide receiver when the ball is downfield. and then the dings are, of course, the decline of production, but a lot of that can be attributed to injuries and all that shit. Is there anything about his game that gives you pause?
I mean, the decline in play should give me some pause, but no, there's nothing about his game. But I said the same thing about Jeff Okudah. So, like, watching him, it just, I've never been so wrong. Like, there are some people where I'm like, I know. I guess because man coverage against top tier receivers in college is something that I think, like, translate. There's nothing to translate. We're watching you do it. And then for him not to do it at the next level really confused me. So you have to be able to play man. Even we saw the Colts, who are one of the most zone heavy teams out there. They went and got Stephon Gilmore. Yeah. In this league, you're going to have to play man at some time, particularly with scrambling quarterbacks. Zone turns into man. So I think having an elite man coverage corner is something that every team really, really wants and probably needs if you're going to have a great defense. And so if one is on the board, one that checks all the boxes, no reason to believe that he's not going to play well. Again, he played against the best receivers in college and was awesome against them as a true freshman. Yeah. So like, I think that given proper coaching and good situation, he's like legitimately in conversations for all pro in a few years, which pretty nice to have somebody that you can put on. And every team, as we see the glut of receivers, great receivers in the league, every team got a guy that ain't regular. And if you want to compete, you're going to have a guy that ain't regular too.
The only thing I think I've said this talking about him is like, he gives up some stuff underneath a little bit. Which I think is just kind of part of his style in some way. I mean, it can be attributed a little bit to the way he plays man, but
right.
It's not, I mean, we're talking about like, you know, 6 yards slants and stuff for the most part. I mean, he's just so complete. Okay. This is a really interesting spot. You've put me in a really interesting spot. We are going on the fly, folks. We did not plan this beforehand. So I've got the first of the Jets' two top 10 picks, number 4. A lot of different ways you could go here. Here's the thing. So I think wide receiver, they can go 10, right? Definitely don't need to go wide receiver here, which is obviously a huge need for the Jets. So it would seem that two big needs are edge, Walker still on the board, and corner, Gardner still on the board. Right. However, are you seeing this stuff about Mekhi Becton? Like,
Yep.
No.
Yes.
I just knew I was going to have him for my next pick. I thought you were going to go with Sauce.
Honestly. So here's the thing. You got to figure it out with Zach Wilson, right? Because if Zach Wilson right. fails, they're blowing stuff up over there.
Right.
If Mekhi Becton truly is like wanting out, has gone through some, you know, physical issues, whatever, has had injuries, I kind of think you got to take a left tackle here. And this is, by the way, what they do here is going to really tell us about Becton's status. So along those lines, so this is where it gets interesting too, because I'm like, I was thinking either Evan Neal or Ikem Ekwonu, but like Neal is like Becton sized. And I don't know why that makes me kind of nervous. So I'm going to take Ikem Ekwonu here with the fourth overall pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not going to say nasty about him because I said it before, but he was my favorite tackle. There's really nothing else to add. I mean, I think Neal is, I guess, like more of a technician. Where I'm falling into all the tropes.
athletic freak.
I liked him more.
Throw that one out there.
Yeah, he's the athletic freak.
Well, Ekwonu also, stuff. I think, makes a ton of sense for the Jets, right? Because, God, the LaFleur is in all their names. I just lost these days. There's too many of them. Mike LaFleur, his system, you know, a zone blocking left tackle. It really works.
All right. So I'm up. Who I got? I got the Giants.
You have
you've got
both of their picks. So you can think strategically here.
I do. Let's see. Who do I need? Let me take
you need a lot of positions.
Yeah. So I guess we still got Trayvon, right? He's still available.
Gardner too.
I prefer. Yeah. I mean, you know where I'm going. I don't even know why I'm playing around. Sauce is available. Give me Sauce.
Yeah.
Love him.
That's
I think there's a line between those two and the rest of the corners, honestly.
100%. Yeah. I like McDuffie. I hope to pick him, but yeah, they're clear top two. I think the Giants would be thrilled, even though arguably they could take Evan Neal here, who could play right tackle right for them, or Walker, because Edge is in need as well. I think also they're picking up five. I think if Gardner doesn't go here, I feel like you could see some team trade up for him.
You think so? Okay. Well, yeah, Gardner. Gardner. Yeah. That's what you're talking about. I had McDuffie in my mind. I liked him later in the draft. He felt very New England-y to me, but he may not still be around by then.
I'm going to jump you now that I know.
Probably.
GM Dominique revealed his board inadvertently. That's my favorite thing that when it happens.
That's what you think. Subterfuge.
When there's like, when teams do like specials and you can see the boards. Did that happen to Jackson? I feel like it's happened to a few teams now. The Browns, maybe? I don't know. I don't want to inadvertently slander any teams. But okay. I think Giants fans. Producer Dan, weigh in. Do you love that pick?
Give me Sauce. All about it.
Yeah.
So he's a Giants fan, if you guys don't know. Okay. Now we get to the true pivot point in the NFL draft. I mean, pick one is a pivot point. So this draft is just bananas. But this is the true, like, what's going to happen here? A lot of smoke around Carolina taking Kenny Pickett at number 6. Matt Rhule connection. They need a quarterback. They've been desperate for a quarterback. They've got a regime that will probably get fired if they don't win this year, which weighs into things. But guess what? I'm not Matt Rhule. I'm not Scott Fitterer. I'm not David Tepper. I'm Mina Kimes. So I'm around forever. So I get to pick the player they should actually take, and that is Evan Neal. So
what?
Amazing.
You killed my strategy.
I know. But you have to concede that's the right pick for them. I mean, this is a team, we talk about like how desperate they've been at quarterback. This is a team that has been screwed at tackle. How many left tackles have they run through on that? And then they were like, oh, it's so weird that all of our quarterbacks suck, you know? Well, maybe you should take Evan Neal, who's, you know, they've actually done some really nice things to bolster their offensive line in free agency and just like kind of quietly make it better. I feel like you take Neal and then, I don't know, trade for Baker Mayfield or focus on next year, which is probably not possible under this current regime. But that, I think, is the smart play here.
Yeah. I guess if I wanted to go tackle now, I have to go Charles Cross. Where are we still talking Evan Neal? I mean, O-line, I mean, it's only so much to talk about. I'm done Evan Neal with that. I mean, the Malik Willis was sitting right there for Carolina to pick him. I'm with you. He doesn't need to go that high, but I also know that they're going to draft him if he's still available at that point, I feel like, right?
I don't know. Yeah, no, I mean.
Maybe not.
Well, I think what they're going to do versus what we do. Like like I said, this is a team that like has to win. And I think it's just kind of a matter of whether they've been green light to draft a quarterback or to trade for Mayfield or Garoppolo. Who I want to say I both think are upgrades over Darnold. So, yeah.
And I mean, honestly, I think I'd rather have either one of them. I guess Malik. Yeah. I mean, Malik. Dude. I mean, you mentioned Pickett. I feel like Malik's better than Pickett.
That's when I was talking about what Carolina's going to do, not what I would do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I would not. We're getting confused here. We're merging realities. Yeah. I understand it's complicated with these mocks. We are doing what we want to do.
I'm going to forget all the people that were drafted by the time we get midway through this draft. And I'm going to like try to draft someone that's already been drafted. So please hope someone's keeping track.
I am. And I'm going to mock you.
All right. That's fine.
I think Dan is.
It's only appropriate to mock me during the mock. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, there's nothing exciting to say about Alabama offensive tackle to me.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's enormous. I think he gave up like one pressure all year, maybe in the championship or something. He's like the physical size compared to how he moves is, I mean, if this wasn't a draft of so many gigantic guys who move crazily, who we're going to get to on defense, I think we'd be talking more about his movement abilities.
Yep. O-line talk, the best.
The final episode is here exclusively on ESPN Plus, which means all episodes are now streaming. Man in the Arena, Tom Brady. 22 seasons and 10 Super Bowl appearances, it's Tom Brady like you've never seen him before. Featuring Tom Brady's three sisters, Giselle Bündchen, Tom Brady Sr., Rob Gronkowski, Michael Strahan, and more. All episodes are now streaming on ESPN Plus, presented by Under Armour.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. And I have to say, speaking from experience recently, having tried it for the first time in Detroit, it is absolutely delicious. Right now, you can get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MinaShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MinaShow, MinaShow.
All right, pick 7. So you got Gardner. Oh, also we should note Bradbury's probably out. So you solved one of the Giants' needs. They've got some other needs. What you gonna do here?
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping that Evan Neal would still be there. I still want to get a tackle, but I think it's probably a reach for the rest of the tackles. They're supposed to be moving on from Kadarius Toney, right? They're shopping him around.
They are.
That's what I read.
Yeah, no,
you said they are. I didn't hear the inflection.
Yeah. No, okay, they are. They are.
Yeah, so I think maybe
Walker's still there.
He is there. Yep, you got me. Gotta go Walker there.
I'm just trying to keep track of Walker there.
You know, I appreciate it. I was setting up a receiver, and then you saved me from that. And I think you're right. It's a deep receiver draft. I don't know how many more picks they have after this. But I think if a guy who is being talked about at the number one spot and was on the best defense in college football slides to you at seven and you have a need at edge, I think you got to go ahead and do that.
I have the Atlanta Falcons, pick number 8. Seems like everyone's mocking them a wide receiver, which is obviously a need for them. With Ridley, Gout, and you can go Google Atlanta Falcons wide receivers and you'll understand why. So to me, there's two ways. You could go wide receiver here, kind of preparing for next year, or this is where you take Malik Willis. And I'm really torn.
No.
Yeah, because, so first of all, you take Malik Willis here thinking he doesn't have to play. I think, though, you take a wide receiver instead because you're still going to be a terrible football team and you can get one of the quarterbacks next year. There's zero expectations for this team, right? However, I'm going to throw a major curveball. Would you like to predict?
Major curveball. Major. One major is Kenny Pickett. Two majors.
A thing I want to do. Dominique, I'm the drafter. No, not a trade. We're not doing trades.
Oh, something that you want to do. You're the drafter. You don't love cornerbacks. You don't like quarterbacks.
Well, the two great corners are gone.
So you're going to make a jump for a not great corner?
Why do you keep going to cornerback?
Because they're the best.
I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the player who I think this will make everyone furious. I'm going to take the player who I think is the best wide receiver in the draft. That's Alabama's Jameson Williams.
Yeah. I agree with you.
And here's why. Atlanta, you're going to be bad this year. Let him heal. No pressure. Let him heal, and then he can reunite with our baby Bryce Young, and they can do beautiful things together next year.
I agree with you that he's best, but I mean, he has the injury. The one thing I didn't like about him is it seemed to me struggle is a strong word, but he didn't look great or smooth off of press, which he's not a big dude. And I would love to see him like be able to release a little better, but he runs great routes and he's as fast as anybody. I think they'll find ways, they'll stack him, they'll put him in motion, they'll put him in a slot, they'll find ways for him to avoid getting jammed. But it seemed like he got jammed a little much for me. But I still, when he gets in his route, there's nobody better. And to combine that with the speed that he has, I think I like Jameson Williams also.
Yeah, most people will have Garrett Wilson going here, who's better against press, better. I wouldn't say he's better after the catch. I mean, he's obviously stronger than Jameson Williams, but I just think he's nowhere close to the route runner. He's a good deep threat as well that Williams is. And I just think Williams has such special traits. All right, I gave you the Seattle Seahawks pick because I didn't want to do it.
Yes.
At 9.
Malik, give me Malik. You need a quarterback.
I'm okay with it, though, because all the elite blue chipper. No, here's my thing about the Seahawks. I'm like, either take a truly elite player like a Thibodeau or a Stingley, but if they're not there, let's roll. Just give me Malik. I just want to have fun.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, not for the Seahawks, but truly elite players, Kyle Hamilton doesn't fall in that category as someone who has that potential.
I think he's truly elite, but I also think that's going to really come down to team because of the position stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks obviously don't need their safety.
Yeah. They don't need another safety, but I don't know. It sounded like you were saying all the truly elite players were gone. And I think Kyle Hamilton could potentially be one of them.
Hard agree. And wait, am I picking it? Let's see. Well, yeah,
you got the Jets.
See, I would love Kyle Hamilton here, but everyone's going to be so mad if they don't take a wide receiver. So I had both Jets picks, and I went offensive tackle, and I kind of said, you know, this is about Zach Wilson. So I'm going to take Garrett Wilson here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think all the wide receivers are so close for me, though.
I don't like Drake London. I'm sorry.
I have questions about him, too. And that's
not a personal thing. I don't know Drake London. Great name. It's a great draft for names too. We got a Sky with two Y's.
I mean,
Drake London's
the two cornerbacks are Sauce and Sting. That's incredible.
Oh gosh.
Sauce and Sting. It's like an 80s hair metal duo. Yeah, Drake London, everybody is associating with the Jets. But here's the thing. They were going after Tyreek Hill. You remember that?
Yeah.
I think they want speed.
This ain't that guy.
So I'll go Garrett.
I mean, Drake London, if you're going to draft him at some point, you can get him in a 32nd pick. I don't mean any harm. I just don't like he's physical. Oh, he's nasty. He's a non-offensive lineman who plays kind of nasty, which I do like that about him. But I feel like I never saw him open.
Yeah, he's like Andre Drummond.
Incredible contested. Yeah.
That's mean.
Incredible contested catch.
I actually think he's going to be better. Everyone's like, oh no, is he the next Nikhil Harry? Right? I think he's better than that because I actually think he's like a pretty good route runner, but he's not like always open. And you're right that a lot of the contested catches do come from his not being openness, but oh, he makes them. All right, you got 11.
All right.
We're cruising now.
I got the Commanders. Their number one need is a quarterback, even though they got a quarterback. JK, LOL. They need interior linemen. Oh, is this too early for interior linemen?
Well, I think there's an elite player available here who would be a great fit for them.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'll stop picking Kyle. For you. I can't
do it. Yeah. Nah, I mean, it's your show. You want the draft to actually be good. I appreciate you helping me along here. I'm not good at drafting. I agree. I like Kyle. The problem is I looked at the team needs, which everyone knows you're not supposed to draft on need. That's a mistake. You set me up by sending me this list of team needs, and it's confusing me.
I think they need a safety.
Yeah, they do. But I was looking in the order, and in the order they have. Anyway, don't need to explain myself. Kyle Hamilton, he's a big, big physical safety, 220 pounds, 6'4", and can his 40 time didn't suggest it. But when you watch him on tape, he gets to everything. I think a little bit of more experience, he'll get better. He's obviously a very smart player, but I think you can fool him on occasion. But yeah, everyone knows we're moving towards a hybrid NFL. As far as offense is concerned, you need that in your secondary and in your linebacker core. I've noticed that sometimes there's a swing and a miss with these type of versatile guys because we don't exactly know what they do.
Yeah.
But it feels like if a guy has a home position but is flexible, like he's not Derwin James. They're different type of hybrids, but Derwin James is like the best modern hybrid. It works, but the guys who were like, I don't know, he could do it all. It doesn't seem to pan out for me. And that's why I like Kyle Hamilton, because he's clearly a safety. But if they want to put him in a dime or blitz him up the middle, you can do a bunch of stuff with him.
Yeah, I think some people kind of question his man coverage abilities, but I've seen so many reps where he can stick with a tight end. And I mean, he's never going to be like great at it, but I think he's good enough to where like you could just slot him into a too high safety defense, and he has enough versatility to occasionally, play in the back. I feel like the player you're talking about is Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but
I think this is great. We should do a podcast on that, like what differentiates like a Derwin James from an Isaiah. I mean, they're different players, but I'm just saying, like,
right?
Like, how do you maximize
Tyron Matthew?
Mark Barron? Remember Mark Barron?
Yeah.
He was the initial.
What's the guy in Carolina? Chin,
yeah. So there's a lot of variants. All right. I've got the Vikings at 12. It's an interesting spot. I think corner, this is where you're going to start seeing some McDuffie noise, especially because of the style of defense they play, right? Which, he's a very much that sort of zone corner, and I mean, we'll talk about him. I'm not going to pick him here, I think. So we've got some sliders. I should acknowledge, London still hasn't picked in Olave, Charles Cross. At some point, is going to be even a real value to a team. Tempted to go with him here, man.
The Houston Texans they got it. Numbers dialed up. They're waiting for you
to pick.
They can call Charles Cross.
I just think corner is such a nightmare for them right now. And I like McDuffie more than you, it sounds like. I mean, he's just like the class. He's the high floor kind of guy. I mean, maybe not, but he's a little small. but he played super smart.
I don't think that's it.
No, I don't think so either. I think he's, you know, you can see him in different schemes, although, you know, he's being kind of classified as a zone guy, but he played decently in man at Washington. I just think he's really, really smart, really good tackler. You never really see him get beat stupidly. He can play in the slot. He can play outside. It just makes sense for, I kind of keep wanting to say a Mike Zimmer defense, but it's not Mike Zimmer anymore, but it's Ed Donatello. So it's like, you know, similar. So I'm going to take McDuffie here and I'm going to make things easier for you at 13.
Thank you, Charles Cross. Give him to me. So easy. We need a tackle. He's, I think, according to Mel and them, he's like top 10 type talent. What we got here? They got him at... No, they got him at 15, but I like him. So we're going Charles Cross for the Houston Texans. Get a tackle in there. Nice cornerstone. Build around. Protect that talented young quarterback they have in Davis Mills.
So I love this pick that I'm about to make for the Baltimore Ravens.
With I know what you're going to pick.
Number 14. The Baltimore Ravens are going to take one of Mina Kimes' favorite players in the draft. Jordan Davis.
Jordan, yep.
I mean, just perfection, right? I know they brought back Calais Campbell, but
yeah.
God, to have him next to Calais Campbell and like learn from him, I just love that. Yeah, I just, you know, this defense obviously is going to change a little bit with Martindale out the door, Mike McDonald coming in from Michigan. I still expect it to be fairly blitz heavy. I just love the idea of Jordan Davis just being that true two-gap defensive tackle who can push the pocket, and then, you know, he can develop a bit more as a pass rusher too.
Yeah, he don't got no moves, but he doesn't need them because he's 6'6", 250, and runs a 4.7. Like, I was looking at his combine numbers, and yeah, like, I was trying to find comparable people for him, and Haloti Ngata came to mind.
Yeah, because that's the one.
Was like an incredible athlete, but I looked it up, and Haloti was only 6'4". Like, there's nobody his size, like Vita Vea, 6'4".
All the, John like, Terry Pope, they're like, oh, 6'4". This is the most for any player drafted over 300 pounds. It's like, yeah, he's 340. Like, you can't just do a whole 300-pounder group. I mean, the video of him at the combine looks like CGI. And not even just the 40, like the lateral agility drill, which, by the way, that's what really shows up when you watch him. I would say that's the most astounding thing when you watch him on tape, is just, like, when he chases down running backs. All right, so we're halfway through almost. I mean, yay!
Can I say one more thing about Davis?
Yeah, you can.
He gets tired really fast.
I'd be tired really too often. If I was that big. And
yeah,
dumb.
No, I understand it, but I mean that's the one knock. Two knocks is he doesn't have pass rush moves and he needs a blow every now and then.
Don't you just love him in Baltimore though? Like, what a fit!
Oh yeah. I saw it on your favorite website. Somebody mocked him up there and put him in a 99 jersey, and it looked like natural. It's the most natural thing I'd ever seen. I couldn't.
It's not my favorite website. It's not my favorite website.
About right. I mean, it's top five.
I'm trying to tweet less. All right, 15, halfway mark. We're going to
pick. All right, 15. We got the Eagles.
Who also have, they also have pick 17, right? So.
Look at you. You're a great assistant GM. Or are you my GM?
Oh, no, it's not. They have pick 18, so I lied. Pick 15 and 18.
Yeah. All right, so I really like...
I know what I would do here. No pressure.
Nobody asked you. But, I mean, if you want to give me a little tip, that'd be nice.
So let me just hear what you do.
All right. That was a lot of pressure. Just wasting time. We're never going to get to dinner at this rate. All right. I think with the 15th pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Eagles are going to select. Oh, he's gone. Never mind.
We're really picking out the
pick. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with N'Kobe Dean. A reach. I know, but I love him.
I love him too. I was thinking they could get him at 18 though.
I don't know. Everybody that I tried to wait. Oh no, I got Charles Cross. That was the only one that I tried to wait for and I ended up getting. But, N'Kobe Dean, I think the knock against him is he was in like that behind that defensive line, but like it just, he's never wrong. And
yeah,
even if he was being protected by that great defensive line, like he processes, his brain processes as fast as his feet. And it's incredible. And
he's brilliant.
I don't know if it always shows up on tape and he's an undersized guy, but I don't know. I love him. I honestly would have loved to see him in the NFC West. Somebody out there with all the, I mean, go up against the 49ers regularly. Somebody to be able to see how he would fare against the play action.
Mm.
But
so I don't think I've ever seen him like play a run wrong.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I want to see him against like elite play action teams, which I guess everyone play actions a lot. But yeah, I like him there. They need him. He's a cornerstone type piece defense. Oh, cornerstone. That's the second time I used that. I need a new draft word.
That the reason I wanted him at 18 was I feel like wide receiver, which is another position they need to be, that needs to be addressed. And there's a player I really like for them, is likely to go with one of the next two picks. But you're going to have to wait until after the break to hear about what happens.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so I've got pick 16, Saints, one of the aforementioned wide receiver needing teams. The Saints also need a left tackle. I think those are pretty, the two pretty clear needs other than potentially quarterback. So here's what I want to be clear. I don't think the Saints are done. I think they're going to move up to grab probably an offensive tackle would be my guess. Wait, is Charles Cross, you know, you took Charles Cross. Okay, 13.
Yeah.
All right. So now you're looking at Trevor Penning, your nasty boy.
Nasty.
I'm passing. I'm taking Chris Olave here. And I'm laughing that the Eagles didn't take him. I'm like, oh, God. This whoever's managing the Eagles. Woof.
Well, woof. What he did to my Terps was really unfortunate. So I'm holding a grudge.
175 yards and two tutties, or did I get that wrong? That's just off the top of the noggin.
It felt like 304.
Olave, Maryland. Let me look it up. I feel so proud of myself if I actually get this right.
Don't tutty me. I'm sure you did. I turned it off at halftime.
Okay. He did get two. Okay. No one wants to listen to this.
We got the Chargers.
You got the Chargers. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting. I like... I think they could use another corner, but not now. Because they lost, what's his name? They could use a receiver too, but I'm going with my man Penning because he's nasty, and we got to protect that quarterback. We got one. Let's not play around with it. Keep him upright. Get as much help we can get there. They re-sign. They still have their receivers, so they're not in dire need of a receiver.
I feel like receiver is also a position they can grab a little bit later and, you know, get a...
That was my rationale on the Eagles, and you clowned me for it, but that's fine.
Well, because I feel like the Eagles need an elite receiver, and the Chargers already paid Mike Williams. Anyway, whatever.
Well, it's not going to be my problem because the Eagles are yours to pick.
I was wrong. He only had 120 yards against Maryland, I guess 175, so... I'll take
two touchdowns, though. I remember him scoring at least twice.
Yeah. I think you're right about Penning. I think they're going to go wide receiver or tackle, and with sort of the wide receivers off the board, that makes sense. Trey Clendon, who's still on our board, is just too duplicative of Mike Williams. Okay, so I've got the second Eagles pick. So with the first pick, you took Dean. I mean, N'Kobe Dean on the Eagles is a great fit. Okay, so Eagles... corner here is a possibility. You could be looking at an Andrew Booth Jr. at this point. I think wide receiver. I'm going to go wide receiver. I feel like they have too much J.J. Arcega-Whiteside drama to take Drake London, even though they're very different players. So there's some good edge rushers still on the board, notably Jermaine Johnson, who's pretty productive in college. I think could really benefit from playing with that rest of that defensive line. Olave's off. God, I really want to take a wide receiver here. This is where it gets tricky. And the corners, I don't really want to take Booth here. They really do need one though. I'm going to take Jermaine Johnson here. The Eagles love to build inside. I think, their defensive line is good, but aging, I think they need to replenish at edge rusher. So I'm going to go that.
Okay. I like that. I guess I got the Saints again at 19. You got a tackle for him. So I could go quarterback.
No, I took
need one,
but I took Olave for them, right?
Oh, that's right. You went Olave. My bad. Okay. This is confusing.
So I took Olave. So obviously left tackle still need, but you jumped with the Chargers pick. You took Trevor Penning.
Yeah, I did take Trevor Penning. And they lost Armstead. I do not like Raymond.
Really? Don't like him. The Austrian?
I don't. Yeah.
What do you not like this about him?
Part of the reason. He seemed, what's the opposite of nasty? Is soft the opposite of nasty?
Well, so he was like a converted tight end, right? I feel kind of plays like a
European converted tight end.
Wow. Stereotyping. This is one of your school hates, Central Michigan.
This is one of my small school hates where everything I've read about him was like, he's great. He's blah, blah, blah. He's so good. And like, I was expecting converted tight end to have good feet. And like, his feet weren't even that good. Like, I saw people speeding around him. And also, he wasn't like nasty, powerful. So I don't know. I didn't love him, but they do need a tackle. And maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, it really falls off.
Sign him up.
Okay. Yeah, I would do that. I would take Raymond here. Yeah. I mean, I like him more than you. I get that he's not like as physical as some of the other guys, but he's still learning to play the position. And
yeah, that's fair.
I think he's already good. He's putting on a lot of weight. Okay. We're getting all these picks in from Dan. Okay. Number 20, the Steelers select Desmond Ridder. Why are you laughing? I love this pick.
I don't have a problem with the pick. I don't have a problem with the pick. I was enjoying the delivery. I mean, you said Desmond Ridder, I don't know. Like it was Trevor Lawrence last year.
Desmond Ridder. He's really not it's not like a sexy pick, but
yeah.
I think he has the highest floor. If I took a drink every time I said floor or ceiling, I would be on the floor and the ceiling at the same time somehow. Okay. Not the sexiest pick, but I think like the most, I mean, we've talked about him at length. I had a podcast a couple weeks ago with Derek Klassen talking about the quarterbacks, most pro ready from like a processing standpoint. I think he would pair well with Matt Canada, their offensive coordinator. I also think that while the Steelers do have some question marks, especially on the offensive line, this is still a win now defense. And I think, he's the guy who can step in right away and compete.
Yeah. I don't know. So you got him as a day one starter guy or not really?
Maybe. Well, like a not starter, sure. Not like an elite starter. Let me rephrase that. Not a very good starter even.
Yeah. But, I mean,
which of these guys are day one starters? None of them.
Yeah, I guess that was my point. And I guess I thought the Steelers were a team, which I guess doesn't mean they can't draft, but I imagine the Steelers as a team that is looking in free agency for somebody that is not in developmental mode. Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. All right. You got the Pats.
All right.
21.
I got the Pats. I'm going to go with Traylon Burks.
Ooh, there was a player I wanted to take from them. Okay, Burks. Tell me why Burks.
Oh, Why did I just have that feeling like I was wrong? I'm not wrong. I picked who I wanted to pick. Just the way you present out a player, I feel like I'm wrong.
So much right now.
I mean, I just want to break the Bill Belichick receiver draft curse. So I think that should be, it's a major blemish on his record. So he needs at some point to be able to draft a receiver. So he needs to draft receivers until he finds one. And I think this is the one. He's a kind of a run after catch guy who I think would fit well in the offense that they have and the way that they want to use him. He's has the potential to be with N'Keal Harry. I guess they hoped that he would be when you draft him. So don't get scared. Try again. Go ahead and get a receiver. You need one.
Yeah, I think it makes sense with kind of Mac Jones' skill set and also, you know, the offensive coordinator. Oh, sorry. I'm hearing something. Oh, the Patriots don't have an offensive coordinator, so nobody knows what this offense is going to look like. Okay, so the player I wanted for them there was Devin Lloyd. I think, you know, they really need to get younger linebacker, Hightower replacement. Right. He seems like a fit, but he remains on our board.
Yep. He's as good. He's neck and neck with N'Kobe Dean as far
different,
as I'm concerned.
Different styles too. Different, you know, like, what do you need for your defense? I think he's very good, very complete. But I'm not going to take him with the 22nd overall pick because I'm the Green Bay Packers. And if I don't take a wide receiver here, my fan base might actually murder me on draft night. Aaron Rodgers might fly SR-71 over the facility. Oh, God, wouldn't it be funny, though, if they didn't? Right, I've talked about it. Okay, yeah, sorry, I keep coming back to that. All right, I'm taking Drake London here. I'm stopping his fall, giving Aaron Rodgers big body, contested catch guy. I think they can use him both inside and outside. I think, you know, they've got, not Scantling, who's the new speed guy? They have Sammy Watkins, and then they brought in a different fast guy, right? They got no one. I forgot. They brought in...
Sammy.
They brought back Lazard, who's a little bit more similar, and then Sammy, so they don't have a fast guy. So they need a fast guy. But
got a bunch
we drafted all the fast guys. You know what I really like for them, though? I want to take London here, but I really like Jahan Dotson for them, who I like a lot out of Penn State.
That's the Penn State guy?
Yeah, he's really nice. Really the contested catch guy. Super great route runner. You know what? Screw it. This is my draft. I'm taking Dotson, and I don't care what anyone else has to say about it. This will be another shocker.
Yeah.
This is a real fall for
me.
Are we stupid? Are we effing this up?
No. We surprisingly agree on a lot of different, like the things that, like, I think I expect people to think I'm nuts for. You also agree with me on a lot of them, which I don't know if that should give me confidence or give you doubt, but that's where we are.
Okay. So you got the Cardinals. All right. I feel like no one's talking about the Cardinals this offseason other than Kyler Murray, like, and his social media.
You know, the Cardinals, they need corners because everyone needs corners, but they also need a lot of other things. I think I understand why Kyler's not happy, and it's not just because the money ain't right. But when you got a short quarterback, you got to protect him in the middle specifically where they are not particularly strong. I just realized that they lost Chandler Jones too, which I don't know how that flew under my radar, but that's the other side of the ball. I don't know. I guess I don't know much about centers, but they tell me that Tyler Linderbaum is pretty good. So I guess we should go there. Or why am I doing this? Why am I going to a
do
place
what you
where
do.
I think I'm supposed to go? No,
yeah,
I'm
you do
not.
You.
Give me a corner. Andrew Booth Jr. Let's go.
They do
Let's
need.
Go.
They, do
they ain't
need
got no corners there.
They do need. They do need corner. Although this might further push Kyler into more social media deletions.
I think that my argument is you can manufacture a way around bad O-line play, which is probably not true, but you can't hide a corner. Nothing you can do about hiding a corner. So that's what I'm going to tell. What was it, Bidwell, when he's like, why didn't we get a center? Oh, we can hide him.
They do need a center, though. You're not wrong about that. Let's talk quickly about Andrew Booth Jr., because whenever I get a chance to ask you about cornerback, I really will grab that opportunity, much like he grabs opposing wide receivers, Dominique. No.
He's a little grabby.
He's a little grabby.
He is a little grabby. He's not a shutdown guy. Like, he's not going to be. He's a highly touted recruit and has all the, like, measurables. He's a perfect height, size, and athleticism numbers are impressive. Speedy as hell. Physical. But he, yeah, but he, I mean, he just, he's not a lockdown guy, but I think he's a starter in the league. So,
yeah, I think that's, there's some injury concerns there, but the athleticism and motor always pop to me when I watch him. You know, good tackler. I think this makes sense. So I'll just leave it at that. Okay, 24. Got to pick up the pace. Cowboys. Okay. So many needs. So I can't believe Drake London is still here, but the Cowboys don't need Drake London. Could go Karlaftis here. I'm going to take Zion Johnson.
Really? Okay.
Small school. You hate him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I just think this team needs guards. They just got it. Dak Prescott's got to get, they're not going anywhere unless Dak Prescott figures out whatever happened last season. Yeah. And offensive line death has just been a nightmare as of late. Yeah. So I'm going to go Zion Johnson.
All right.
Let's also, go on this very impressive guards. At the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, let's go on this guard run.
Going on a guard run? I mean,
can Linderbaum play? Can Linderbaum play guard?
No, absolutely not. Dude, he's like 4 feet tall.
Yeah,
all right. He's very good, though.
We'll go with Kenyon Green, I guess.
For Buffalo?
Texas A&M dude. Yeah, for Buffalo. Oh, yeah, I didn't say who I was picking for. For Buffalo. Yeah, I think never go wrong with offensive line play. Like, they had issues running the ball consistently. So I think that helps if they ever even decide to run the ball. But, yeah, O-line play, it matters.
Yeah, I think
I'm sorry, I'm putting myself to sleep talking about guards.
No, I think with the corner, so Buffalo, I would say corner would have been my other priority for them. So they're probably very disappointed to see Booth go up.
Elam.
Yeah, then you're getting to him and Kyler Gordon, Roger McCreary.
Yeah.
I like Kyler Gordon. That might be my UW bias more than, he didn't test well at the combine. Very physical. Just
I think Elam's my next one, and I didn't love him. I'm sorry.
No, there's a real drop off after the top five. So I think it makes sense to go offensive line. I get that. Okay. 26, the Titans. Drake London. Thrilled. They're thrilled to have Drake London.
He is perfect.
That would be the most, right? Like, that would be the most gigantic wide receiver group. I mean, him, AJ, Robert Woods. That would just lean all the way in. Why not?
Just a whole basketball team.
Am I being crazy? I like it.
It's all small forwards. No, I don't have a problem with it. I mean,
let me check their depth chart.
AJ, or not AJ, freaking Julio is like, he wasn't full Julio last year. So, like, yeah, I think that's reasonable.
The one thing is, okay, so I'm just pulling up their depth chart really. Yeah, they got Ben Jones. I was thinking maybe this could be a Linderbaum spot. But no, I'm taking London here. F it.
Tampa might could be a London. Tampa's next at 27.
We cannot allow the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to have Drake London and Mike Evans. Come on. All right.
Yeah,
oh, you said a Linderbaum spot.
Yeah, I said it could be a Linderbaum spot. Or Devontae Wyatt, I think, is what I'm looking.
Oh, that's
I'm
really
go.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go Devontae Wyatt. I think I like Devontae Wyatt a lot more than, I mean, I think he gets overshadowed, like, literally and figuratively by Jordan Davis. I really like him. I mean, I'm looking at his grade from Mel, and it seems like I reached on him compared to them, but I really liked him. So we're going there.
Strikes me as very plug and play, you know, like,
yeah,
it's very easy to see him just slotting in as a plug and play. It's that penetrating three tech. Penetrating.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
All them words.
Yeah, right. God, could the Packers take Linderbaum? Oh, they got Josh Myers.
Or Lindy.
I'm looking at the players who are available. So I took Dotson like a maniac. They could take two wide receivers. Oh, I'm going to take Karl Loftus here. That's a great pick for them.
Okay.
3-4, yeah. Defensive end next to Kenny Clark. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I got the Chiefs at 29. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Who's still left that they might want? All right. We need corners because everyone needs corners all the time. There is no one left. I mean, there were potential replacements. I mean, no one can replace what their offense has lost, but yeah. Nobody left now from a receiver standpoint. So I don't even think they draft a receiver here. I don't think it makes sense. When in doubt, go with a cornerback is always a good motto.
Over a receiver?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't like the remaining receivers, at least for the holes that they have. Like, I this is another one of my small school biases. It's like, I didn't like Sky Moore, and he's like the next big name. Yeah, didn't love it. Didn't love Sky. Great name.
What did she not love about him?
So
he's so crafty.
Yeah.
Crafty's
I'm not a fan
word.
Of Kraft. I don't know. He's just like, I'm watching him and he's good and they're playing against dudes. And it's like, I don't know. I guess if I'm going to go small school guy, I want you to be out there killing people. And it didn't feel like that when I was watching it. Mm. So, I mean, that's what it comes down to for me is like, I don't know. I have a hard time getting over that, which is why I think I would probably go with Mechie before I would go Ooh. With
Where, you get him later.
With Sky.
So wait, yeah, who are you taking there? One of the corners?
I guess so. They need corners. Everyone always needs corners. They need corners, defensive line. I like Travis Jones. Watch that Senior Bowl tape. who's left at corner? Elam.
Elam, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to stop the fall of Tyler Lindenbaum because the Cincinnati Bengals... No, I'm. Yeah, you got the Chiefs.
Oh, no.
Wait, did I? Oh, because all the
Chiefs at 29. You got Chiefs at 30.
Oh, shoot. Oh, God. They're picking back to back. I forgot. Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, you made things so hard for me. Ah. Wow. Okay, you took a corner.
Give me Lindenbaum for Cincinnati ahead of time.
Damn it.
They need him so bad. If he flies to them there, they're going to be so
That's
bad.
Just a dream for them. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do something spicy here. I'm going to take David Ojabo. Because, Ooh. Yeah, I think I really loved him before the Achilles. I think the Chiefs are a team where you can take a developmental player here. And I think they're going to need edge rush soon, obviously. They're arguably needed now. But I think that's a really good spot for him. Like
All right.
That.
You already know where I'm going. Cincinnati. Lindenbaum.
Okay. So I am Detroit at 32. And I cannot believe Devin Lloyd fell to me. What a dream.
Yeah,
I'm over the moon. Oh, my God. I got
Cincy and Detroit, I think they're both going to, like, hug each other because they both got these great players slide all the way down to them exactly what they need.
Truly. Truly. No, I love that pick. You know, like, let's be real. We probably effed up somewhere along the way. Oh. Should have gone.
It doesn't matter.
We just forgot. We didn't chart this out correctly, perhaps. But, yeah. So, man, what a dream draft it would be. For the Lions, you know, to come away with Devin Lloyd and Thibodeau. I would just love that for them.
Me too.
Oh, no, you gave him Stingley.
Who cares? Oh, yeah, yeah. I blacked out. Yeah, they got Stingley, who is better. But, I mean, if any GMs are listening to this to get some insight on who they should draft, then we're sorry. But if anybody wanted to learn something about some players and have a good time, you welcome.
Well, if you want to continue watching me and Dominique have a good time and maybe forget the existence of some very top tier talent. We will be doing the Twitter show on ESPN on Thursday. I'll be there for the first half. Joining Dominique Spencer Hall is joining us. Jason Fitz. Who else is coming? Actually, our guy. I'm as good as remembering
Douglas,
this as I am good.
There.
Yeah. Harry Douglas, who's always fun. So tune in. I'll tweet it out on my Twitter, which I continue to plan on using. In conclusion, please don't yell at me if you're an Elon Musk fan. I didn't mean to anger you. have a great day.
All right, man. I appreciate you.